Blog Talk Radio.
Virginia. I had a call or a listener tell me this week, I happened to run into him face to face, but I had a listener tell me that I was sounding kind of melancholy last week, and I'm not going to be melancholy this week. For the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to talk about digital learning and what it means for the 21st century. Sounds like a pretty boring topic to you. I'm sure it does. But this is what I want to talk about tonight. If you want to join in with me, 347-945-6713. You just give me a call right here, and I'll be happy to chat with you. The first thing we're going to do tonight is let me check into the chat room and see, what did I just do? There's the chat room. Hey, I got some people in the chat room. I'm really glad to hear that. First thing I want to talk about tonight, Robert Byrd. Before we get to the topic of choice, got a heavy duty number of people in the chat room. We should have some activity. But anyway, Robert Byrd, he was alive 1917 to 2010, 92 years old. That's a pretty amazing life. I hope I live that long. A lot of people in my family lived well into their 90s. My dad didn't. He did make it to 85. So I got a few years coming. But Robert Byrd, he was a United States Senator for a quarter of the history of this entire country, give or take a decimal point or two. But it was right around 25%. Of all the years that the United States Senate exists, Robert Byrd was in it. Amazing. I mean, that is an amazing statistic. So if you want to, if you have anything to say, either good or bad, you know, he carried a Constitution in his pocket. Some people say because he never could remember what it said. That he was a Klansman, that he was a Grand Dragon, that he was this, that he was that. You know, but there are many people sort of mirroring the whole history of America. There aren't a lot of people that can go from being a Klansman to supporting Barack Obama in West Virginia when he ran and, by the way, got crushed in the primary against Hillary Clinton. Not only did he travel a long way through the history of the United States Senate, but I think Mr. Byrd also traveled a long way through the whole journey of America. Oh, God, I'm getting sloppy here. Hey, I would like some callers, though. 347-945-6713. I got a pot boiling over, so why don't we just listen to this till I get back?
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door.
Okay, I'm back. I got my cup of coffee. Hey, you know what out there? Since nobody's calling, we just reached another milestone on the Norm at Night show. According to statistics of Blog Talk Radio, we now have exceeded 6,000 listeners who from time to time tune in to Norm at Night. That is really kind of exciting, and I want to thank all you folks out there who are listening. So if you got anything you want to say about Robert Byrd, you just call in. He will be, and this was really interesting, he will be lying in state right in the United States Senate chamber. Now, I don't know if they do business while he's laying. It's only going to be for 24 hours. But still, he's going to lie in state right in the Senate building. I find that a real interesting state of affairs. I think there have been 5 senators who've actually done it. Among them were Henry Clay, John C. Calhoun. The last one, I never really heard of him. I can't even remember his name now. If anybody wants to call in with the last senator who Lyon stayed in the Senate chamber before Robert Byrd, the number is 347-945-6713. The next order of business I have here, I'd like to give a shout out to, well, I guess you could say the original home of Norm at Night, the St. Albans School of Public Service. Norm at Night originally came together and participated in the School of Public Service, and let's say that's where we learned to stretch the limits. The School of Public Service is a great program, very expensive, but still a great program. And they went downtown today because another really interesting thing in American government was going on. There were 2 hearings going on downtown. One, confirmation hearing. Confirmation hearing is the president appoints a person to certain jobs. It needs the confirmation of the United States Senate. Now, I'm not sure. I didn't realize that military commanders had to be confirmed by the Senate. That's really interesting. If somebody'd like to call in and give us the details about that, maybe somebody from the School of Public Service, because I know that they were downtown today sitting in on the, General Petraeus hearings. Let me go into my chat room and see if anybody's got anything to say. But There also were the hearings for the Elena Kagan to fill the seat left vacant with the retirement of a justice on the United States Supreme Court. I'm really embarrassed to say his name is slipping me right now. If you want to help me out, 347-945-6713 is the number. But my information has it that the School of Public Service also went down and saw some of the Kagan hearings. Now, that's really, really interesting because, I mean, this is going to affect the United States of America probably for the next 30 years, both of these jobs. The really interesting thing, God, that coffee's hot. The really interesting thing about the Petraeus appointment as a commanding general in Afghanistan, and I don't have the tape here, but Barack Obama, when he was Senator Barack Obama and appeared to be opposed to wars, grilled him when he was being appointed the commanding general in Iraq, where he went to initiate the strategy of the surge. Oh, I got a call coming in here. Hold on. Let me get him on here with us. Go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night.
Hey, guy. How's it going?
Hey, good. I haven't heard from you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, last week I forgot entirely, but the week before I called in, you were playing some Irish music, and I figured...
Oh, all right. I guess I missed it. Yeah, I had a caller tell me, or a listener actually, not a caller, tell me that I was sounding kind of melancholy last week. I guess I was.
Oh, I listened. Yeah, I listened to last week's show. Yeah, you were sounded kind of down.
I was down in my suds. But anyway, what do you think of old Bobby Byrd kicking the bucket finally?
Well, you know, he had a long life, apparently very satisfying life.
Right, 25% of the history of the United States, that man was in the Senate.
That is scary.
He was there for 54. It was actually just a little short of 25%.
But
still.
You look at it and say, you know, this. I mean, think of what a good life that was, to be engaged. It's probably what kept them alive so long.
Yeah, probably. You know, spend 20 years in the Klan.
But you know, he went through. But see, he went through that transition too.
I just talked about that. He went from being a grand poobah
to Andy Warren guy,
and then endorsing Barack Obama in the presidential election.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty interesting.
We both made the same mistake. It's appearing.
Yeah, and then you look at other people like. I don't know, Strom Thurmond's life, or who's the other one from North Carolina, died a few years back. The real man.
I just found out who the last guy to lay in state in the Senate before Robert Byrd.
I would think.
Thank you, caller from the chat room.
Everett Dirksen.
Joe McCarthy.
Joe McCarthy, you're kidding. I did not
know. 1957. That is pretty funny.
Oh, Jesus. That scumbag. Oh, God. I mean, I was thinking of people, you know, like Dirksen, for example, you know.
Hey, guess what? Guess what?
Office.
All you listen. Yeah, but hold on a minute. Everybody out there, We'll soon have a Norm at Night coffee mug available, and the handle will be on the left. Because I am a left-hander.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do, if you can't take it, is turn it around and put the handle on the right. But the Norm at Night coffee mug. As soon as I have a few made, we'll start having some contests. But I want to say it again because I'm really happy about it. We went over 6,000 listeners last week, and so I'm really kind of excited about that.
So if our right-handers buy the left-hand mug, then it's going to be upside down, right?
Hey, there's somebody wants to know. Somebody wants to know if Bitter got laid on the floor of the Senate. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you remember when we were there in the rotunda?
Yes.
I still have the picture because I laid on the floor in the middle of the rotunda and took a picture of the top of it.
You should scan it and send it to me.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of pictures of the same thing online, but that was a different time. I mean, we just walked in the building and nobody said anything.
But we parked behind it.
I know. I was like...
It was amazing.
We just walked around and we said a damn thing.
I think it was 1954. The Puerto Ricans shot the place up.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, they were in the gallery shooting at the guys.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that was... Well, I would have been 2 years old then, so I don't have a sharp memory.
I don't remember it happening, but I sure remember reading about it.
Yeah.
So, since you're one of my regular callers, not just listeners, what do you think about Elena Kagan?
She's probably going to fit in okay. I mean, you know, I have a feeling she won't rule the way I would on a number of things, but I don't think she'll be a bad, you know. I think she's a scholar, and in the Supreme Court, I think you need people with a historical background. I'm not sure, you know, how she doesn't impress me as a serious activist as critics will describe her.
Judicial activist.
Yeah, I don't see her going that route. I don't have a problem with her in there. Sotomayor was another animal. I mean, there I did not agree. No.
Oh, so you wouldn't have voted to confirm her, huh?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, so there's a little. Your coffee mug's starting to sound a little right-handed.
Pretty much, you know. See, it's a normal thing for us to get a little more conservative as we get older.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me.
I don't know what happened to you, but for normal people.
I think it's all my Irish friends that got me. No, I'm not kidding. I'll never forget the night I bought my first raffle tickets for the Irish Children's Fund.
Oh, geez.
My life has been changing since that day.
Yeah, well, I can go one up on you on that one.
Oh, yeah, would you?
Because when Bernadette Devlin came to Buffalo to the Irish
right, I had lunch
Center
with
on Abbott Road...
Huh?
Yeah, I went to that.
Did you really?
Yeah. My grandparents lived only a block away from it.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, they used that hall for their anniversary. We had weddings in there. That was a beautiful hall. It used to be, I think it used to be a YWCA at one time.
Uh-huh. She spoke at the state college.
Yeah. Oh.
Then and I was there.
Yeah, she was a fire one, huh?
Oh, she was a kick.
Yeah. Oh,
she
could crack some jokes too. She wasn't your, you know, the sort of humorless radicals that are out there.
No, she was, absolutely.
It was fun, too, you know.
Uh-huh. Hey, everybody out there, let me see what's going on in the chat room. Oh, my God.
What?
Somebody in the chat room says, 6,000 listeners, the parole boards must be busy. No respect.
Hey, most people on parole aren't allowed on the internet, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, because they're just sure they're going to be in trouble, you know. So, yeah, they're usually, if you're on parole, you're prohibited from going to quite a few places, bars, pool halls, 7-Elevens.
You can't go to a 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah, they consider those kind of high-risk places, you know, because most of them aren't allowed to drink or do drugs or anything like that either.
Yeah, the guest with no name is back.
Oh.
Oh, my God. The guest with no name is back in the chat room.
Oh, tell him to call
us. My SPS friend is back in the, everybody's back in the chat room.
There you go.
Holy moly. This is, Norm at Night is booming. Hey, Dr. P, if you're out there, give us a call. Oh, who else is in California?
Dan.
Oh, 350. I don't know who that is.
Mm.
But you're welcome here. You're welcome on the Norm at Night Show. Why don't you pick up that phone? Give us a call, 347-945-6713.
Now, are you on for half an hour, an hour, an hour?
Well, the show is still a half hour.
Oh, okay.
I thought
you were switching to an hour.
I can continue. I got melancholy last week because nobody called, and so I didn't extend to an hour. But, I mean, I can keep talking if there's people here, and it all goes into the archive. It's just not screaming over the air.
Yeah.
I was planning to talk about digital learning tonight.
Oh, okay.
And how digital devices have changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the big question to a person in my business, are digital devices going to make school obsolete?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I suspect not, but I know.
Why?
I know that we have some schools here who for their, say like, you know, in high school for the junior and senior classes, they're allowing them to do like maybe two classes online. And so they only have to go to school 3 days a week. It allows one teacher to cover maybe 100 students.
I know, but... I'm talking about something deeper. I mean, for the most part, till digital devices came into being, there's this guy, his name is Mark Prensky, and he's written a number of books, all of which I have read, starting out with Digital Game-Based Learning, which actually was intended more towards businesses than schools. Then he did a lot. He's the guy who invented the whole concept of digital native, wrote that famous article, Digital Natives, Digital Immigrants. Sure sign of a digital immigrant, somebody that prints out their email.
Yeah, I think, now this, I'm just throwing this out there for think of argument or discussion.
Okay.
Take a look at what is being produced in China right now, especially scientific papers, doctorate, you know, master's thesis and whatever. And what you'll find, because digital learning is extensive there, is the amount of plagiarism is beyond belief.
I got to give a shout out to SCSO, are you coming on the motorcycle? That's all I want to know. A hit came through, and I figured out who it was. And he's a good old friend. And that's a tickle. It really is like old home week. But anyway, what I was saying, for the most part, before there were digital devices, you know, like when we were kids, the fact of the matter is we lived in the dark.
I guess so.
The only people we really saw were those immediately around us.
Yeah. Well, we all went through, and you were being...
And so when we went to school, that's when the lights got turned on.
Well,
and we made connections. Schools had a monopoly on information.
Well, they kept the lights dim until you got to college. And
well, but you're right. But the idea was school expanded your world. Now, these digital devices connect everybody to everyone. And what happens when you get to school? What's the first thing they do?
They turn off. Yeah, well, okay. But I mean, you know, I have not been in a contemporary, you know, high school classroom in a long time. And I don't know that they are like the Cisco commercials with the giant monitor connected to another classroom in China.
I have a giant monitor in my classroom, and I just connected it to a school in, I think it's Connecticut. It's a place called Hotchkiss. I know somebody's listening that might know where that is. So if you want to just give me a pop in the chat room, Peter, our friend Peter went there, or taught there, sorry. I think it's in Connecticut, but anyway, yes, I made one of those big screen connections. But you don't need to do that anymore.
Okay, here's, I was at a meeting, right?
Let's just say I was at a meeting, and everybody... Well, what equipment do you want? I don't want any equipment. I just want the wireless to work. Because if the wireless works, everybody can take their phone out of their pocket and connect to the world. Why don't we understand that?
Yeah. So let me ask you a question I think I've asked you before. I don't know that I got an answer, but here's the question.
Okay.
Is it important to learn information, or is it equal to just have access to information?
Honestly, I believe access.
Okay, so
I don't need to remember what I know where to find.
Right, so I don't need to memorize the preamble to the Constitution. I just need to know where it is.
You just need to know where to find the Constitution.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing. Now, if I memorize it, I have immediate access, and I can think about it at any time. If I don't know it, I have to have your device, and then I can access it, and then I can think about it. Or, you know, use it creatively.
Right. Well, but hold on. Somebody just said something, and I want to get it out on the air because they're in the chat room, and this is a really interesting statement.
Okay.
Digital learning, and this is, I'm quoting this. This is straight out of the chat room. Quote, Digital learning is the most current way to engage students in a manner that is closest to their own point of view. Access is fine if you know what to do with it and what you have found is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where I'm going to take issue with you, guest. Don't you dare to presume to tell me what is relevant. I don't go find something I don't know what to do with.
Oh, but we make discoveries. We find things on the internet all the time. If you're using the search engines properly, you should find a myriad of...
Oh, gosh, wait a minute. I just... Yeah, Norm at Night, if you are in the chat room, if you're in the chat room, we are still recording for the archive, but we are offline. Okay. I'm feeling really zipped up today because, man, I had some great ZDs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, were they good? I ate the whole box.
Oh. Yeah, I had a very hot ceviche salad, shrimp and crab meat and jalapenos and tomatoes, and I'm feeling it now.
Right. Well, anyway, everybody out there, if you're really interested in this subject, I suggest Prensky's body of work, although digital game-based learning is a little bit dated. Don't Bother Me, Mom, I'm Learning is a great book.
Mm-hmm.
And then this newest book, Teaching Digital Natives. I've been reading this for the last couple of days, and, oh, I don't know, sometimes Prensky just bothers me, and most of the time he doesn't, but there's a lot of bother in this book because he's starting to, I don't know, maybe I should learn to apologize a little bit. I am going to get going.
I don't know, the nature of apologies are such that I think we only make them to make ourselves feel better.
What does Gib say from NCIS? Don't apologize. It shows weakness.
Yeah, well, you know. So, I don't know.
Hey, good luck on the trip from Alabama. Oh, I've had a whole bunch of people here today, and I'm happy. Outstanding. Yeah, I still get everything in the chat room, and okay, wait a minute, what's my new phone number? Did I give you my new phone number, Carl?
Yeah, it's 347-945-6713.
That's this number. I'm talking about my
cell phone number?
Yeah, I got a new one. 240-461.
I don't have a pen handy. Hang on.
Okay. 04.
Now you gotta start over.
90. Okay.
You want to do that again?
Yeah. 240.
240.
461.
461.
0490.
90. Okay, gotcha. Oh, right. Well, man.
Hold on a second. Do you mean the 10th? All right. Anyway, I am. You got the new number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Contact. Ed. Schwarza. I got an iPhone. This is really pretty cool. I really like this.
And it's working? I mean, you don't drop signals? And
No, I have the old one, not the new one.
Okay.
Wait a minute, what's it? Why is this? I can't make the freaking thing. First, Carl. Last. Chris. CHWARZOTT.
So you. Well, you get my number.
What's your number?
Oops. 916.
916.
925.
925.
5536.
36. Got it. You're now on my phone. I'll be able to call.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool. Now, your school is out for you guys, all right?
Yeah. Well, school's out, but I'm a 12-month employee, so we're cranking away.
Oh. So what do you do?
Anyway, let me... hey, you know what?
Hmm.
I just thought of something. Try this number. I want to see what happens. Oh, I got to find my... Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, I know where it is. It's not Skype. Log Talk Radio. 410.
410.
773.
773.
9941.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a Skype number.
Oh, okay.
That'll call directly to my Skype, and I want to see how it works.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know that I'm trying to remember if I kept my Skype active or not. I haven't used it.
No. You should be able to use any phone in the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just call on your cell phone. I'm going to hang up. This is it for Norm at Night this week.
Oh.
It's been a great session.
You want me to call tonight?
Well, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, I don't have a cell phone. I'll be calling on a regular line. Okay,
that's fine. And, I want to see how it works. Nobody's ever called me on it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I haven't.
All right, I'm out of here.
Okay, man, take care.
Bye.